I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Up to 41 million youths in the Sahel region, a wasteland stretching from West to East Africa, will face poverty, possibly creating fertile ground for radicalization. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response thinks there's more to the issue.
People aren't radicalized because of poverty. People who come from wealthy backgrounds can follow the same route.
Instead, causes of radicalization are both physical and spiritual.
I think what solves a problem like this is a change of heart and a change of people and a change of worldview of who they are and where they are in terms of relationship to God.
Christians can offer the ultimate hope of Christ.
They can pray, they can give, and actually we have opportunities in certain areas and certain types of people to go and be a part of doing something about this hands-on in that part of the world.
Christians also offered hope to the widows of 21 Egyptian believers martyred by ISIS in February. Tom Doyle, author of the book Killing Christians, recently visited the widows.
We went to encourage them and to build them up. And we had a national letter-writing campaign to send words of encouragement from the scripture and from love, from people's hearts.
Over 2,000 letters came in, and children too young to write sent in drawings for these women.
Many of them cried that they are remembered, and we told them, your message, your husband's courage was seen around the world, and God used that for his glory. We just wanted to thank the families, tell them we love them, we're praying for them, and the body of Christ came together.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get yours by calling 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.